Again, the Gemara says like this. Turn around, Baron. Minayin how do we know if this settle the keach sodom yov? If you buy a field off your father, the egdisha, then the son is makdish it right now when he only has the patera some mechira to say meknam. Fiyachakach may sodom. Then the father dies. Minayin how do we know to say shetei lefon of a shuri by the son? Because the achuz like Rambam like he was makdish the achuz or they could be played to keep the olam. Talmudim the pasuk says. Meaning to say, Sada Shane Ruli of Sade Achuza. Only a field that can never be a Sade Achuza. But Yotze Tzuzua goes out this field, Sheruli of Sade Achuza. It is fit to be a Sade Achuza. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. He dashes for this way. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, Rameyah says that, Minan, how do we know to say the Lakeach Sodom Yehuda, you buy a field of your father? Or Meis Abim, your father dies. And then the father dies first. And then the son is makdishit. So even though right now really he yashened it, but still I would have thought and swear to say that since you first bought it, it's considered a stay mikneh still. Minayin, how do we know to say no? Even this is considered a stay achuzah. Tamalei midash in the pot that says him is day miknosoim hashalem is day achuzosoim. That means sade shein sade achuza. Only a field that will never be that not a sade achuza right now. You have to the zoo, it goes out this field, she's sade achuza right now. So a major dash in the pot only in this case, where the son true bored off his father first, and then the father died. So still in swell, according to Rabbi Meir, I would have thought to say that since she first bored it, it's always still the same miknah. See, if you mark the shit later, I would have thought to say it only is called like a stay mikno. Kamash from the pasuk, no, this field right now is considered a stay achuza since your father died. Kamash from according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you do not need a pasuk for this case. You only need a case, you only need a pasuk where you will mark the shit before your father died. And then your father died. Tomorrow says, Lema, let's say, Baal Kamiflagi, the argument this far, Baal Kamiflagi. To Rabbi Meir, so of our Kinyan, Teirus, Kinyan Agufdom, Rabbi Meir holds. A Kenyan Paris is still like a Kenyan Agufdami. Therefore, when the son first bought it off his father, it's really only a Kenyan Paris because it goes back by Yevil. But that's called like a Kenyan Agufdami. So it's still like the son owns it right now. If so, later when the father dies, I would have thought to say it doesn't get a new name on it. It remains with the first ownership of the name Mikna. So I need a prophet to say no, it gets a new name, Mishnei Achuza, since your father died before you amassed it. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Sarva, they held no. Kinyan Paris, lots of Kinyan Agufdami. When you have a Kinyan Paris in the field only, it's not called Kinyan Agufdami. So when you first bought it off your father, it's not called like you really own it. You only have a Kinyan Paris. Well, out of that, then it should have went back to your father by Yevil. Now when your father dies, it becomes yours completely. So Pshit is Chal Hashem on this field now, you have an ownership, but it's a Stei Achuza. And so I don't need a Pasuk that says it's called like a Stei Achuza. I only need a Pasuk then where you makdish it first and then the father died. So maybe this is the Machlokes. Someone says no. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, B'yama could be all over the Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, also they agree. Kinyan Paris, maybe Yitzchak Kinyan Agufdami, but they also agree. That's for Hocha, Kruaska Chavadarish. Here's Tamil Machlokes Hayadash in the Pasuk. But they have a Kasha, Lichtu Machmat, or Joshua said, Im Misode Miknosai, Ashaloi Soda Chuzosai, Inami Ashaloi Soda Chuzosai, My Misode Achuzosai, so that's a double Joshua. Sada Shainu really a Stei Achuza. Mashma only a field that never belonged to your father that's not fit to become a Stei Achuza. But Yotze Tzuzua goes out this field right now. That even though you were makdishit before your father died, but since she really a Stei Achuza, it's fit for it to become a Stei Achuza. Therefore the lech is, since it's fit to become a Stei Achuza, it has a lech of a Stei Achuza. And if you're makdishit later, you could be poisoned with it and keep it. So to Machlokes only over here, if you had this extra drasha from the pasuk or not. Then the Mishnah says, "A kahana balaviyah makdish liyolam, so bishleim a goyim that can be goyim into a mitzvah." That's the first step for the Gemara Yisrael, not like Yisrael the late parki. But after Yovel, they can't be poyder anymore. Like the Yudim and the Shim in the Mishnah before, when it becomes Yovel, they weren't poyder. They go to the Kohanim. So the Chiddush is the lady in the Kohen that can still redeem it. Elu, what are you telling me now? At Yovel. That's good. What's the chiddush? That The Chitoni maybe is telling me the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Bishnas Tayevel Atzma, talking about the Yevel itself. The Chiddush is that only they could be Makdashid and not a regular Yisrael. So that's the Machlokes. Chonich, Lishmos, good to Shmuel, we had before the Yevel Bishnas Tayevel Atzma Lekitcha, that a regular Yisrael cannot be Makdashid for Yodan Yevel. That's Chikamash Vuan, Tekanam will be a Makdashid and they can be Makdashid for Yodan Yevel. Elo L'Rav, but according to Rav, Ma'i was a say Kahanim Olaviyim, how fully Yisrael Nam, even Yisrael also, could be Makdashid on Yevel. So the time according to Yotam, Be'en Lefnei Yevel, Be'en Liachar HaYevel, Lomli, what's that to say? That's what according to Shita, he could be Makdashid, Be'en Lefnei Yevel, Be'en Liachar HaYevel. Elo, what do you have to answer on this? I did the Tony Reisha, since there's the Reisha by regular Yisrael, Lefnei Yevel, Liachar HaYevel, if Tony is safe, by Kahanim also, now Be'en Liachar HaYevel, Be'en Lefnei HaYevel. If the Bible translations of the Reisha, a Magdishin, for Leg Gaelin, Tanaman is serving Magdishin with Erlin, and if Naman is serving, could be Taka Texture, the Kiddush of Magdishin. The reason why it says, because it says in the Reisha, by regularly saw the first mission we have in this parent, is a Magdishin, Leg Gaelin, Lachor Yevon. See if it says over here, that they could, during the Naman, that it says Magdishin, that's Taka Texture. It only says it, because there's a contrast between the first mission and the second mission. It could be that this goes even according to Rav. Even though regularly Yisrael could also be Magdashid on Yevon, but there's no Kiddush like in Magdishim. So he's saying, since the Reisha by Yisrael, it says over there, that the first Mishnah said, Ein Magdishim of the Yevon Prophet's Mishnah Shonim, for the Egoi Lamachar by Yevon Prophet's Mishnah Achas, and since it says that Lashon by Yisrael, hereby the economist of the opposite, yes, that both they could be Magdishim and it could be Goylin. Even though Taka, the Yikadin of Magdishim, Taka, there's no Kiddush of a Kayin over a Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here.